BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's today's podcast, including a great innuendo bingo with Stevie and Jamie from Made in Chelsea. Chris continues my Strictly campaign. Another secret bake-off, but this time with actual poor Hollywood. It's brilliant. And Greg's playing Real or No Real.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
BBC Radio
1.
1.
You know, you can plan and plan and plan, as we often do on this show, and then just last minute, everything just goes to pieces. And that's happened. Nicole Scherzinger. Is not happening today now on In Your Bingo. That's a real shame. I was looking forward to that as well.
It's a shame, but we'll move on.
Quite last minute. But apparently she's unwell. So get well soon.
Get well soon.
Nicole. We should have had her on doing her sick voice. You remember like when Kelly Rowland was ill that time on X Factor?
I mean, I'm sure she could have come in and been on voice rest. That would have been fine. As long as she wore a badge saying voice rest, we would have accepted that.
Who was that? Who wore
it
that?
It was Marcus Collins.
Yes, it was. Brilliant story. Marcus Collins, when at the height of his X Factor fame, once came into Radio 1 with a massive badge on that said, shh, I'm on voice rest. You can imagine how well we all took to that.
Yeah, he was on The Breakfast Show as well that day, wasn't he?
Like, you need to speak, love. So we need somebody for Innuendo Bingo today.
Right, so it's fine. So I've gone through my phone and no one's available. There's some great suggestions coming in.
Someone Danny says break, Howard, yeah, break glass for Danny Howard.
Which is a great shout, but I don't think he's free.
Right. No, is it? I saw he was doing some skydive in Dubai or something.
Oh, I can't keep up with him.
Yeah.
But you know what? We've got a great team of people here. We've got some irons in the fire.
Best
so
in
speak.
The business.
Never
yep.
really understood that phrase.
Yeah.
But we're working on getting people and we think it should all be fine. We'll have something good.
It is less than half an hour away.
It's all good, man.
Okay, fine.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Innuendo Bingo. What are you saying about, Swiftie?
What?
Taylor Swift, could we ask?
She is still here.
Yeah.
I don't think that's going to happen.
No. It's very last minute.
It's very last minute. She looks fantastic. They won't allow you anywhere near
her.
In fact, if you went into the live lounge now, you'd probably be taken down.
Right.
By the 20 people that are with her.
Well, I've been told I'm not allowed to go to the toilet.
No, you can't.
Because they're recording something.
Yeah, they are at the moment. So, like, are we all just locked in here, basically? Well, how are we going to get the guest in for Innuendo Bingo, then?
Well, let's first get the guests into the building, you know, as a starting point. That's the first aim here.
We've got all the waters in here already. Just need some people to play now. A tenor if you go in there now, bum rush Fern Cotton and say, hey, will you play Innuendo Bingo?
They are right in the middle of recording something.
£20.
I'm more than happy to do that, but I know I'll get in big trouble. Obviously,
it's just out that door.
If I shout it.
No, I don't like it. No, don't do it.
People are shaking their heads.
No, don't do it.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Scott Mills here. Okay, right, what's happening with Innuendo Bingo? We've got to make a decision.
I have great news for you.
Go.
It was a light pencil. One of the irons in the fire has pulled off. Was that one? Listen, we've got Jamie Lang and Stevie from Made in Chelsea, which I think's exceptional for such a last-minute attempt at getting someone on Innuendo Bingo.
You have really pulled out of the bag
there, haven't
you?
Thank you very much.
That is incredible. Wow, okay.
Yes, okay, so that's happening.
Say yes.
So anyone who's a fan of Made in Chelsea, Jamie Lang and Stevie, they're on.
Okay. Is this one for the ladies?
I don't know, really. I don't know. And I don't want to insult either of them, but they're not the sort of not major players on that front, are they?
I don't know.
Let us know.
Ladies, interested, keen? You'll be watching at 1:45. Let us know. 81199. Tweet at BBCR1. But that's a great booking. In the absence of Nicole Scherzinger, who is ill, we've got Jamie and Stevie from Made in Chelsea playing bingo. Yes, three-way. That's happening at 1:45. Really good. Pleased on that.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So up for a bit of Innuendo Bingo today. Do we have an update on where Jamie and Stevie are?
They have been scrambled. They're on their way. They'll be here very shortly. I'm very excited for this. You see, I'm a Made in Chelsea fan.
I know you are.
I don't admit to it very often, but I do find myself watching every episode.
Is that because girlfriend, though, watches it?
What do you mean?
Well, because you're kind of forced to watch it.
No, I'm not forced to watch it.
Oh, okay.
No, I genuinely quite enjoy
it.
Stevie's a proper nice guy on it.
Is he?
Not that I'm saying Jamie isn't. I'm just saying that I'm well in on the sort of the politics surrounding all these people.
You're fully on board with it, aren't you?
Yeah, man.
So that was Disclosure and Latch. Before that, Alt J, Every Other Freckle. So they're in a car. They're on their way to us. So we may be slightly later for Inuna Bingo, but not much. And that is a good last-minute booking.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, Joe in Norwich. He says, really good to have you back on Radio 1. Does this mean you're out of Strictly? How rude. No? Doing that as well. We need to step the campaign up again, by the way. It's nearly Saturday.
All right, yeah, we can do that.
Do it a bit later, yeah?
Okay.
Okay. Got any ideas?
I've got an idea.
Okay. Do
you
know?
Have you got numbers for any dancers?
But the professional dancers on Strictly.
Yes.
Yes, I do.
Okay, then I've got a good idea.
Why do you ask?
I'll tell you in a bit.
All right. Daryl says, "You just missed a perfect opportunity to do and many more."
Where?
Carrie, at the end of her song "Birthday," Katy Perry says, "Happy birthday."
Oh, yes.
And many more.
Oh, it would have been better at the time.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we kind of missed it now. Okay, right, so we're expecting Jamie and Stevie from Innuendo, on Innuendo Bingo any second now.
Yes, apparently they're in the building, so we'll be able to do it very, very soon.
Are they here?
Yeah.
Are they, I've seen Jamie, I know Jamie.
Yes.
I don't really know Stevie, is he like uber posh?
No, he's not actually, he's very nice.
Okay, good. All right,
suspiciously
I'm
looking forward
to... nice. Right. Okay, well, we'll wheel them in after Eminem. Feels like a
close. BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Made in Chelsea, lads are here.
Howdy.
Hi.
How's the game, Scott?
I'm really good, thanks. Stevie and Jamie, thank you for doing Innuendo Bingo today. You know, I mean, it was quite a last-minute booking, because you know who pulled out, don't you?
Nicole Scherzinger, apparently.
I know. But, like, they're very happy to have you. I mean, look, the ladies are loving this, aren't they, Chris?
I mean, and yes. we're prettier as well, aren't we?
Yeah, exactly.
I think we'll be more fun.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
I think so.
So have you been filming Made in Chelsea today?
This morning, that's why we're a bit late.
Oh, okay. What happened? Did you argue with anyone?
You know what, we didn't. We had breakfast.
It was a really nice chat.
I had an orange juice.
Oh, okay.
So how does it work? You're back here now, right? So you're in New York, you're now back here.
Uh-huh.
And everything, all the drama's happening back in Chelsea.
London, yeah.
Good.
The New York episodes look fun, though.
Oh my God, it was amazing.
Yeah.
Best 2 months of my life.
Was it?
Yeah.
But London's better. London is just, there's no place like London.
But I think being 25 and single and English out in New York, that was quite fun.
Oh my God, you're single.
Yeah, what's going on? It is a struggle to keep up with what's going on in terms of relationships and things like that. Are you actually single right now? Because in America, all sorts was going on, I thought.
Yeah, I was actually quite popular in America, which was a nice change. But I'm back in London filming in Chelsea, and I'm single this series. Yeah.
Oh, watch out. I think Stevie fancies me.
Yeah. So that's been decided by the producers. That
it's a new storyline.
So the accent was working for you. You were working it, weren't you, in New York?
Yeah, you always tone it up a bit, I feel like, when you go to America.
Okay, imagine I'm a girl. Oh, hi. Isn't New York a great place? What's your name?
Hi, I'm Stevie. And, oh, yes, I love New York. It's absolutely a fantastic place.
Yeah, and I play cricket.
And croquet.
Yeah. Yeah. And polo. You are poshing it up a bit, which I quite like.
Can you both actually play polo? Or do you just say it?
I'm scared of horses.
Yeah, I've never ridden
hooves.
A horse. I've ridden a camel, but not a horse.
You must have been to all the polo matches, though. Of course you have.
Yeah, I've been to a few.
You know what? I do love a polo.
It's just a great social event. Really.
Yeah, yeah. Isn't it? Chance to wear a blazer, lad.
Any chance.
Right. Okay, so we are going to do... Oh, is the new series starts next week, by the way, right?
Monday night,
Yeah, okay, cool. Chris is loving it, aren't you?
Yeah, that's the thing. I'm genuinely a big fan of this.
Yeah, loves it.
And are you going to be Mr. Nice in this, or is this series going to... Are they going to try and turn you into some kind of...
villain?
No, I think I'm still very much the nice one, I think.
I found
it hard in New York. I wasn't used to the attention I was getting, so I struggled with it.
Wow, what a thing to
what
say.
What a big excuse.
It was just such a struggle. The struggle was real.
I hear you.
No, it must be awful. Right, okay, so... we're going to play Innuendo Bingo in a minute with Jamie and Stevie from Made in Chelsea. You can watch this on the Radio 1 website. You can watch it on your phone. You can watch it on a tablet. Anywhere where you can get to a screen. Put the Radio 1 website on. We're going to play Bondax All I See, and then it's going to get wet.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Really good point, this. Loz has been on from quite posh Bedfordshire. Why is it that posh blokes, only posh blokes, wear red trousers?
That's not true.
It is true. Think about it.
Rupert Bear.
When have you seen a non-posho wearing red? It doesn't happen, does it? It doesn't. Think about it. So, if you want to get online now, you can watch us at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1 on the Radio 1 website. Get it on your phone. You can watch it anywhere. Innuendo Bingo is about to happen.
It's time to make another celebrity wet. This is Innuendo Bingo.
Fresh from filming in trendy London, it's Jamie and Stevie from Made in Chelsea. Two threesomes in a week, Chris.
I know, it's a big week, this one.
Yeah. We had a Strictly Come Dancing one on Tuesday.
It was good.
Yeah, really good. Okay, let's make it a good one, lads. Good luck.
Cheers, lads.
Fill your cheeks.
I'm really laughing.
All right, here we go. Jamie's going to lose it, I can tell. Yeah. Okay. So let's start the bingo. Remember, there's a no-hands rule. If the water comes out and it comes out over the other person, don't use the bin. It's just for show. No hands. Jamie, hello. Now, we begin this Innuendo Bingo with this weekend's Saturday Kitchen. And Chef James Tanner is giving a quick demonstration. Here is some top advice on how to get things done quickly.
All you do is make sure you open up the legs, get your fingers in.
Oh my god! I didn't start it myself.
And we're off.
No.
Saturday Kitchen. There.
All you do is make sure you open up the legs, get your fingers in.
Yep. Our listeners, Monique, Laura and Steph, were all watching at the time, I hope, with their boyfriends. Some useful cooking tips there for everybody. Now we're going over to Gardener's World with Monty Don. Now, Monty's found a new type of bird box, which could really... Oh, looking forward to this one.
Monty
Don. It's a new type of bird box which could really liven up a dull autumn day. Here we go.
I've got two types of box here. You've got one.
No! It's not even it yet. Come on. Let's get through this. Ready? Here we go.
I've got two types of box here. We've got one with a circular hole, which is...
Let's try and get to the end. Come on. I didn't think this one would be that challenging.
I've got two types of box here. We've got one with a circular hole, which is perfect for tips.
Oh, no!
Oh, wow.
It's going to get chilly.
Thank you, Monty Don.
Which is perfect for tits.
There we are. blue tits, they're the most popular of all the birds. And now back to earlier this week on More 4 and a show called...
Sorry.
What's that? More 4 and a show called Building the Dream.
Which is perfect for tits.
And come on. Such a good one. Okay. More 4 and a show called Building the Dream. And the presenter is off to interview a woman called Siddy. Now Siddy's in high spirits, and who can blame her?
Hello, Siddy. How are you?
I am really good. Really
You're blowing
good.
Again.
I am blowing again, and it feels so good. It's been 11 months without blowing, and I've just felt.
She was a glass blower. She just.
That's not funny.
Really loves blowing.
I am blowing again, and it feels so good.
So good.
11 months.
11 months. Well, make sure you're watching on the Radio 1 website. Dave in Cheshire's watching. So is Ben off of Farmers. And Sharon in Bath, hi. And Lewis in Norwich, thank you for watching. Okay. Manaj emailed that one to me. If you've got any, then email scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. We could always do with your input. One of our favourites from Tuesday's bingo now, and over to Eamon Holmes on Sky News. Now, as we join the show, Eamon is about to introduce the next reporter, but I'm not sure it was wise for the script to draw attention maybe to the reporter's current location.
Well, let's go to Tom Rayner. He broke this story for us this morning, and he's in Amman in Jordan.
A bit too much detail.
He's in Amman in Jordan.
Mark in Worcester's watching Posh Bingo for the first time on his phone. He absolutely loves it. And now over to the latest episode of Obsessive Compulsive Cleaners on Channel 4. And this pair seem to be having a very thorough clean.
Do you want to get in there for a lick?
Here we go.
I mean, oh my God.
Sorry, I looked up and just...
That was silly. That was a silly one.
Okay. Let's try it. We're not actually at the end of the clip, I don't think.
No?
Yeah.
No.
That was the next bit. Oh wow, let's hear the whole thing. Water, please.
Do you want to get in there for a lick?
Here we go.
I knew it was coming.
It all happens on Obsessive Compulsive Cleaners. James spotted that clip. Thanks, James. Really good clips today. Thanks everyone for sending these in. Ollie and Eastley's loving it. Big up Eastley. Okay, so a classic now from Lisa Tarbuck over on BBC Radio 2. And Lisa's had an email into the show from a couple on a camping trip who are waiting for their friend Kev and Karen to arrive. And that's when the fun will really begin.
I think they're doing lamb and some sort of boulangerie potato. I'm not entirely sure what it involves. But they're gagging for Kev and Karen to get there so that they can start noshing.
Oh, wow. On a boulangerie potato. What's that? What is that?
They're gagging for Kev and Karen to get there so they can start noshing.
I know. Okay, water, please. Now, here is one especially for Chris from BBC Breakfast. Ready?
I'm feeling in very good, Nick. Absolutely. I'm doing all these exercises, grunt and groan in the mornings.
Not so much exercise needed to keep writing.
My right hand is very well exercised.
It's Wilbur, he's back.
Oh, I love Wilbur.
Yeah. Love
gone
Wilbur.
Right through.
My right hand is very well exercised.
How's you shaping up, lads?
No, okay. Not long to go now. Josh in Newport says it's the best one for ages. Now, it's always trouble when we get a clip from a Radio 4 play, so I'm quite worried about this next one. It's from last week's afternoon play. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
A character called Daisy has had an awful shock in the kitchen. Here we go.
The way Alice told Ted about it later made it sound as if she'd meant to be rude. But Daisy had been there too, slicing up giblets for her mother to make gravy. Who wanted a gentleman coming upon them like that?
It's not even finished yet. Come on, let's see if we can get to the end. There we go. Water? Mm-hmm.
Who wanted a gentleman coming upon them like that? Alice said to Ted. When you've got one hand holding a plucked goose to the kitchen table and the other trying to make sure its insides escape clean.
Brilliant. It all happens on afternoon play as well.
Who wanted a gentleman coming upon them like that?
Oh, no. Thank you, John, our listener. And finally, a classic from Fern Cotton, who, once again, I've told her, she's thinking out loud on air again, and without realising it, I think she's given away a little bit too much about what she got up to in the 90s. Here you go.
It's too obvious, it's too obvious. Zane will know that I'm going to pick Hanson. And they were my, they're not even a guilty pleasure. I blimmin' love them. And over the years, I've basically forced them into me, into letting me interview them.
Fern Cotton, everyone.
Basically forced them into me.
Well done, lads.
Okay, that was brilliant. That was Jamie and Stevie from Made in Chelsea on Innuendo Bingo. Did you have a fabulous time?
Great. Yes. Yes. I've got a very immature sense of humour.
Yeah. It's just great for this game. Thanks, guys. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. Good luck with the new series.
Cheers.
Next week, Monday.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Paolo Nutini on BBC Radio 1, 10 out of 10. And before that, Vamp Cecilia with Shawn Mendes. They're at the Teen Awards a week Sunday, and we're going to be doing all the red carpet stuff.
I'm very excited for that now.
I am. Got some good questions?
Not yet.
No. It's fine.
There's time.
Do it any other time. Hey, Taylor Swift was in the Radio 1 Live Lounge today.
No.
I went, hello. And she looked straight through me.
Did she?
Yeah.
I'm sure she didn't mean to.
No, but she's lovely, you know. So the video will be up on Radio 1 YouTube later on. I like that she did a cover of Riptide as well. Mm. That would have really pleased Fern, because that's like one of her favourite songs ever by Vance Joy.
Well, one of the choices was Lord. And as soon as they said Lord, I was like, oh, here we go. It's definitely going to be Lord.
Yeah, because they're friends now, aren't they?
Yeah. But it wasn't.
No. Riptide. Awesome cover. She can just do it. And also, she's one of those people, and I don't get this about many people, when you're in a room with her, like when we walked through the live lounge earlier, she's just got a proper pop star presence about her. Mm. Like, you know, like massively famous, internationally famous.
I moved through the live lounge very quickly because I have nothing to say
no?
to people that famous. No.
What do you mean?
No, because it's only going to go wrong.
What do you mean?
They're just, you know, when they're massive stars, like, and you can feel it. It's like, I don't belong here.
I'm saying she's the best pop star in the world right now.
Really?
100%, yeah.
More than Beyonce?
Yeah. I think, for me, yeah. Taylor Swift and Shake It Off from the Radio 1 Live Lounge. Listen. That is excellent brass, isn't it?
Says it. I mean, it's just amazing brass.
That was excellent brass. Taylor Swift. Shake It Off from the Live Lounge.
It is.
It is. It's so hard not to play extra brass on that. I had my hand over it and I was like, oh, you've got to step away from it, Mills.
I mean, with hindsight, it would have been amazing having you in the Live Lounge. Just with a soundboard.
Because there's so much more...
Yeah, that would be amazing, wouldn't it?
She would love that. Because there's so much extra brass on the live version, people thought that was me, and then it really wasn't me. Oh, that gave me the GBs a little bit, that.
Yeah, I was watching the text come in earlier, and there was a lot of goosebumps from today's live lounge.
So good, she is.
It's a really good one. And do you know what? There's a really good vibe about everywhere now. It just feels... It was a really good live lounge today, wasn't it?
Really good. She's amazing. Taylor Swift. Video will be up on Radio 1 YouTube later. That was Shake It Off from the Live Lounge.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Mills here. Real or no real at 3:40 this afternoon. And I understand that we're going to step up the Strictly campaign again. It needs to happen. It's
a
couple of days away.
Absolutely.
If you don't mind. Thank you. I mean, obviously, I can't say myself, vote for me.
I've got a good idea. Bad. In fact, I've got a great idea. We can do this. We'll do it in a bit.
Okay. First up, Paul Hollywood was on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show this morning with Nick Grimshaw.
What a hero.
You just couldn't resist coming in, could you?
Of course I couldn't. I've been thinking about him a lot lately.
I know you
for various different reasons. I don't know why. This series for me, he's really become important in my life.
Over 12 million people watched that last night.
It's mad, isn't it?
Like, it started off, I think, with like 2 million in 2010.
Mm.
And it's huge now. Absolutely huge.
So I heard him on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. I was like, right, I need to get into Radio 1 as quick as I can. Because obviously yesterday we did a secret bake-off.
Yes.
Now the video for this has done quite well on the Radio 1 Facebook.
Yeah, so basically what happens is Chris goes into a cafe, they have no idea this is going to happen, orders something. Yesterday it was the marble cake. And then pulls it apart, poor Hollywood style, gets his fingers in there and basically judges their baking. Mm. And they're not expecting it.
No, and I try to use poor Hollywood phrases. It's actually not a bad bake, that kind of thing, you know.
Yeah.
But anyway, he was on Breakfast Show this morning promoting his new book that's coming out, and I just thought this is the perfect opportunity. You only get these chances once. So when he'd finished that interview with Grimmy and the team, I said to him, look, I've done this thing. Would you be up for coming and getting involved in a secret bake-off with me?
You didn't.
I honestly actually felt nervous saying it to him.
Well, this has taken it up a gear, hasn't it?
Yeah. Now, he didn't have much time.
Right.
But there's a cafe here in the BBC building, a level down from us.
Yeah.
Small little cafe thing, but they serve cakes, they do coffees, that kind of thing. So we then went downstairs to do a secret bake-off. So you've got to imagine the scene. There was a bit of a queue when we first turned up.
Awesome.
Me and Paul Hollywood, I'm not really sure how this is going to play out.
Oh,
but imagine the poor lady that's serving us as we queue, order some cake, and then get right involved in a secret bake-off there and then with Paul Hollywood. I was so excited.
Imagine, right, if you just work in a cafe and Paul Hollywood turns up, like, you order something, and then he just judges you like he does on Bake Off in front of your eyes when you're not expecting it.
So to start up, me and Paul were having a bit of, I was trying to have some baking chat with him.
And you did expose your kind of lack of knowledge when talking about the Bake Off yesterday. Here we go.
Hello there.
Oh no, wrong one, hang on. Yeah, you don't go off to a good start here.
I think yesterday I had the marble cake and it was an alright bake.
What was the colour like?
It was fine. It had a reasonable flake, and it was all right.
Yeah, you don't have a flake on a cake. And a drum structure on a cake.
No, you don't have flake on a cake. I actually don't know that.
I must point out, none of this was planned. So, it sounds quite hard. You've really got to tune in. You got to listen carefully for Paul Hollywood here, because we just had to deal with it there and then. We had this opportunity. We just went for it.
So you're in the queue in the cafe downstairs.
Yeah.
Who better than actual Paul Hollywood to do our next secret bake-off? So you order something, and then do you just pull it apart in front of her?
Here we go.
Oh.
Hello there. I think what we're going to go for then, Paul?
This is a banana muffin. This is cherry muffin.
Would you say that's your signature bake?
Pardon?
The banana muffin signature bake. Can we have a banana muffin?
Yeah.
Yes, please.
Yes, please. That'd be great.
How many then? Just one?
Just one, please. Let's see what you got. Oh, we might have it here if that's okay. We're not going to take it away.
Okay, so the banana muffin is now ordered.
Yes. So what she thought, she thought we were taking it away, so she started to put it into a little bag. I was like, no, it's fine. We're going to be staying here. There's actually not really many tables around that little area.
No.
We just wanted to judge it there and then right in front of her at the counter.
Did she look nervous?
She, I think she got confused when the next bit happened.
Oh, no. Okay, so here is Paul Hollywood analysing what she's about to put in front of him.
That's great. Thank you. What's your name, sorry?
Manny.
Oh, nice to meet you. Right, let's see what we got here, Paul.
The overall display I'm not particularly
happy with. No.
It doesn't really work at the moment.
You've got a good colour on that. Let's have a look inside.
You need to put your finger in there.
What?
At this point, he told me to put my finger in, and I obliged. It was such a quality moment in my life.
This is so good. You need to put your finger in there.
Start tearing apart this muffin. Here we go.
Right in front of this woman.
It's actually not a bad bake.
It's 60 pounder.
What are you saying, Paul?
Right one.
Mm. You've got the moistness, right?
Getting the banana in it.
No. He's not getting the banana.
Not getting much banana in that one.
Oh, no.
You're right.
And what else are you getting in there?
I think you know what you've done, don't you? You know what you've done. You needed a couple more minutes on that.
Too much baking powder.
Too much baking powder.
Yeah, not bad, though. Thank you very much.
Oh, wow.
Secret bake-off with Paul Hollywood Bosch.
You're doing his catchphrases in front of him on a banana muffin that's just been given to you in a cafe. This poor woman, not expecting it at all.
Do you know what? And it's just a normal cafe as well. This is just your average muffin in a packet. Do you know what I mean? There's not much pride in there, I don't think. No offence.
I'm not getting the banana in that. So good. Is the video up? Right, it's on the Radio 1 YouTube now. Go and have a look at this video. Paul Hollywood doing our secret bake-off in the cafe downstairs. Sorry to that poor lady.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC
Radio 1. Hello, Brian in Bristol, who's got goosebumps on his cringe glands. Rory in Peterborough thinks you're an absolute genius. What, for sticking his fingers in a banana muffin? With Paul Hollywood watching.
It was one of the best times of my life.
You are living the dream.
Mate.
Seriously. That made me full on laugh while I'm walking home, says Ellie in Birmingham. Absolutely brilliant Secret Bake Off. You need to see it. I mean, if you thought that was awkward listening to it, watch the video.
I think the video makes it much better.
It's even Paul Hollywood.
I know. It's like I'm watching me on Bake Off. This is huge.
Amazing. It's on the Radio 1 YouTube channel right now. Have a look. It's the latest thing on there. BBC
Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. This is BBC Radio 1.
Oi, you. Did you listen to my documentary in the end? You blatantly didn't, did you? I've got a quiz.
Go on, then.
I spoke to a professor. What was the name of that professor? You should know this. It was really easy. Doctor... You can have the nickname if you want.
Yeah, go on.
Go on. Doctor what?
Doctor...
You haven't listened, have you?
I haven't, no.
Do you even know the name of it?
Lad Points.
Yeah, all right.
Right, okay. I'll listen to it tonight.
Promise?
Yeah. Chris's documentary, Lad Points, is on the iPlayer. The Scott
Mills Daily. So you need some help with this campaign. Strictly Come Dancing this weekend.
Oh, yeah, it's on again, isn't it?
Yeah, every week, as long as you stay in.
Oh.
Is this going to be the last week, do we feel?
No! No? Don't say that!
Oh, sorry. All right.
God!
God, touchy.
It's movie week. Do you want to know what my outfit is? You know.
Well, I know, and I wish everyone else could know. This week's going to be special.
I'm dancing a samba to Under the Sea, and I am...
Are you allowed to say it?
Yes.
Oh. Go on.
I'm going to be a crab.
Our boss is in the room right now, and his face is a picture when you say that.
I mean, I think they're taking me down the comedy route, and I'm not sure it's for me. Do you know what I mean?
Well, you've just got to sell it. That's the job now, isn't it? Sell the crab.
Won't be the comedy one, but appears I am. So, yeah, that's happening. What have you got planned for this week, then?
Okay.
Support-wise. Well, so I mean, last week you did really well.
I know. And to be honest, it is difficult thinking of loads of ideas, and week on week it's going to be harder for us to get you through. But I think I've got a good idea for this one.
Can we be a bit more positive about it?
So far we've managed to get the support of Pixie Lott's mum. We got Rachel Riley involved, that was good. Yeah. I cold called some businesses for you.
I know.
Remember that?
Yeah, really good.
So this one, you said you've got the number for some of the dancers.
Yeah, why?
The number for Kevin, who's one of the professional dancers on Strictly. Have you got that one?
Kevin, who's dancing with Frankie off the Saturday?
Yes.
Brother of my dance partner.
Lend me Joanne. Your phone.
I've got Jeanette, who's dancing with Max Branning.
No. It's specifically Kevin, I thought, okay. For this one.
All right. Why, though?
I thought we'd go after the competition.
They are good, aren't they?
They're really good, Scott. They're proper good. Like, okay. Not just saying it.
How is this going to help me?
They're decent. All right?
How is this going to help me?
I'm just going to go for that. You'll see.
Okay.
You need all the help you can get.
All right.
Here we go.
Can feel more positive, please?
Hello,
is that Kevin?
Yeah.
Hi, Kevin. I'm calling on behalf of the Scott Mills campaign team.
Hiya. You all right?
Yeah, good. How's it going?
Yeah, really good, thanks. Yeah. I'm just on a rooftop right now on top of the It Takes Two studios.
Why are you on a roof?
It's part of me and Frankie's training, Strictly Come Dancing.
Okay. Anyway, listen, back to business. Got a bit of a favour.
What's that?
Well, you know you and Frankie are doing quite well.
Yeah, we're doing all right, yeah.
I'm here to negotiate something with you.
Okay.
Well, obviously, Scott Mills needs a bit more help.
Right.
Which I'm sure you can understand.
Yeah.
I take it you've heard the plans for this Saturday, and you will be worried as well.
What the Scott's doing, I've heard rumours, yeah. Yeah.
Yes, so we really need to up the support for Scott, you know, make sure he gets through.
I suppose he is dancing with my sister.
Exactly. And because of that, we need you to help us out a little bit.
Right.
So here's what I'm thinking. Frankie can't hear this, can she?
No.
What I was hoping that you might be able to do is, perhaps, I'm not saying hurt her, but just accidentally drop her, maybe.
What?
I'm thinking maybe, you know, just if the time feels right, maybe you could miss a catch or something like that.
you want me to drop Frankie to help out Scott?
I'm saying it wouldn't be the worst thing that you could do for Scott, and I know he'd appreciate it very much.
I can't do that. I thought you were going to say, like, you know, oh, can you, like, send a tweet of support for Scott and Joe or something like that?
No, that's not going to do anything, mate. Seriously, we need better than that. It's not week one. Or, you know, if you're sort of mid-dance, feel free to step on her feet or something.
I can't do that. I nearly dropped her last Saturday.
Were you doing that on purpose? Who were you helping?
No, I wasn't helping anybody. It was a complete accident.
I read something in the paper that Frankie got injured a couple of weeks ago.
Well, we were doing a lift and...
Yes.
Yeah, she sort of landed a bit funny on her ankle.
Good work.
She hurt it a bit. No. Well, it wasn't on purpose.
Right, so that...
Certainly not to help Scott.
So that's... we'll obviously deny having this conversation in front of the judges when they ask about it, but we can put you down for a drop on Saturday.
I don't think you can put me down for anything.
Do your bit, Kevin.
Is my sister put you up to this?
If you love your sister, you'll do this.
I'm not sure I love her that much.
You're going to get through anyway, let's face it. All right?
All right, man. I'll see what I can do.
I'll keep your number and we'll get back to you next week.
No worries.
Do your thing.
See ya.
Oh, that is great. Thank you so much.
Job done.
Just a little trip, please, on a Saturday night. Thanks very much for your support.
No worries.
Amazing. And thank you, Kevin, for agreeing to do that on live TV on Saturday.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I love that video.
Oh, God, have you seen it?
I like both of them. Keen for both. I think, no disrespect to Hollywood, I do prefer your one.
Whoa!
Do you? I do, because it's more... because it's great watching you sort of squirm afterwards.
Yeah.
Oof. And you go, I think I was a bit nasty.
We're talking about the secret bake-off videos that we've done. One yesterday where Chris pulled apart someone's marble cake in front of them and just gave it a bit of a critique. And then today, poor Hollywood did the same in the cafe downstairs with a banana muffin.
So good.
It's good.
Ready you on have, YouTube.
Please watch it.
Ready on Facebook. YouTube.
Yeah.
All that jazz.
Hello, Greg.
Hello, love.
Shall we do real or no real?
Nice to see you sober.
Nice to see you sober.
In 2003... Pharrell Williams either wrote, sang, or produced 1/5 of all the music played on British pop radio.
What year?
2003.
Oh. Well, I suppose he has had a couple of...
He's produced a lot.
Mm.
Yeah.
Like, there's a lot more songs out there that you will know, but don't know that Pharrell was involved in them.
Yeah.
He had a huge time of nothing.
Massive time of nothing.
And then he did an interview I saw, and he just said, I didn't know if I was going to come back. And then suddenly he just starts producing Daft Punk stuff. Yeah. So he was sort of, but he did have a brilliant first shot at it, didn't he?
Yeah, maybe, huge. Well,
maybe, I reckon this is probably real.
Yeah. And it would be around about that time, I think.
NERD and all that stuff.
Yeah. So what you're saying, that's a lot.
It's a lot. It's almost too much. So you're going to go real on this, aren't you?
There's a lot of room in that hat for tunes.
Yeah.
He keeps them all under there. That's the secret.
Under his hat.
He keeps them all under there, yeah.
Pharrell, all over the radios in 2003. Real or no real?
Real.
No real.
That one is real.
Mm. Yeah, as part of the Neptunes and NERD.
Of course.
He was responsible for 19% of all airtime given to music on UK radio.
Wow.
Moneys.
It's everyone.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That must be some sort of record.
There's a whole list here, from Khalees to No Doubt. It's a T.I. Usher.
Yeah.
Wow. It's huge.
He did Britney as well, loads.
Buster Rhymes.
And next.
When he was 17, former US President George W. Bush was the head cheerleader at his school.
Whoa.
What?
George W. Bush being a cheerleader?
I mean...
Head cheerleader at that? He must have been good.
Or
and
rubbish.
Enthusiastic.
Or rubbish, but powerful, and they needed him in the thing.
Yeah.
Do you reckon that's how it was?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So they go, oh, yes. Would you like to be head cheerleader? Yeah, the head cheerleader, what happens with the head cheerleader? He sits to the side and he just counts.
Yeah.
And then everyone claps you at the end. Is that okay? Is that okay, George?
It does seem...
That's what they made him do.
Yeah, now, I can't imagine this.
I'm not being sexist or out, but I thought only girls were cheerleaders.
No, right? I've
not
met
at
some
all.
I've met some male cheerleaders.
I didn't know, honestly.
In my time.
Mm.
I've had...
But could George Bush, former... you've met a lot of cheerleaders, have you?
A lot of male cheerleaders in the time, yeah.
He gets them along for his gigs, you know? They're there.
Rah, rah, rah.
He brings his own... best.
Give me a G!
Best.
He brings his own confetti cannon and a group of cheerleaders.
I give one confetti cannon to each of the men. Give me a G.
Give me can you explain? I saw some pictures of this. What was going on at Loughborough Student Union one night, please? It looked like you're now doing dancing along with your DJ sets.
Ah.
So you play a song, then walk around the front and perform the Kaiser dance.
Yeah.
This was
Live.
I did
live.
This.
That's
I did this.
What he does now.
I did this to sort of set a challenge to you because you were there the following week.
I was, yeah.
So I said, make sure you ask Chris to do a similar dance.
Yes, which obviously I couldn't do because I haven't got one up my sleeve. You would be fine for this.
Well, yeah, I could give you a quick step or something.
You can get the crab outfit out and go for it.
I'll give you a quick waltz, love.
Yes.
I think this is probably real because. I don't think it's a prop. I don't think he was any good at it, but I think they gave it him to shut him up.
So Greg's saying real?
No real.
That one is real.
Oh, Chris, you're the mayor. Yeah, he was the head of an all-male group of cheerleaders who would work up the crowd into a frenzy by shouting banter into megaphones.
You can imagine it.
Yeah.
You can absolutely...
You really can.
An idiot, isn't he?
Incredible.
No pom-poms or tutu, just shouting into a megaphone and that. And next.
Dev's first words on BBC Radio 1 were... I'm not on, am I?
Oh, Dev.
That's great.
Can you remember your first words on Radio 1?
First words.
Hello.
Probably, yeah.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hi. What was yours, Scott? All right, Treacle?
No, I went... I actually do remember. I went, 97 to 99 FM, Radio 1.
Yeah.
Hello. I don't remember the exact first word, but I remember the first song was Reverend and the Makers,
yes.
Heavyweight Champion of the World.
Yes.
I remember that.
Yeah.
Boring fact for you, everyone. Yeah. Put that on next week's Real No Real.
That was the first song you played.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
So good story.
Yeah.
Good hustle, guys.
Dev's first words. I'm not going to be on, am I? And that's an impression.
Yeah.
There.
Yeah.
No real.
Oh, I'll go real. Make a game of it.
That one is no real.
No. Yeah. No. Very professional, of course.
What were they? Do you know?
Don't know. Probably.
Oh. Hello. We should have the correct answer. Otherwise, this game is a farce. Mm.
My first song was Rock Around the Clock. That's how long I've been on.
No, it wasn't.
Hey! Was it? No, it wasn't.
Some kind of remix, surely.
No, no.
Was it Glenn Miller?
Hey! And next.
When U2 began their 1997 world tour in Japan, they were supposed to make their entrance out of a giant lemon that would open to reveal them. Moments before their set, the lemon broke, trapping them inside for their first three songs.
Yes. Oh, yes! Please, let this be true. I haven't heard of this. When was it?
It was on the on a U2 tour.
Probably pre...
Why were lemons on?
I don't know.
Is it pre-internet, so it's not really on YouTube?
Someone's thought the lemon thing's a good idea, but there's no songs with lemons in, so I can't see what the link would be.
Have you two ever done a song about lemons? No.
No.
I don't think they did they?
So was that one that no one could delete? Was that about lemons? No.
I still can't delete that.
I know.
So annoying.
It's a problem, isn't it?
Yes.
What are you on
about? I know. The album. The you two haven't got it automatically downloaded to your thing.
Does it?
What?
Hello?
Oh, right, I'll check my phone.
Have a look. Check your phone because it will be in there.
It's quite a big story at the time, Chris.
Anyway, the lemon thing, I don't think it's real because I don't see why they would have gone on about the lemons. I'll be annoyed if you two have snuck onto this, you know.
They'll be there.
They haven't all. Now that's cheeky, isn't
Not
it?
That you've just realised.
There you go.
4 weeks later.
What's it next to? Near the U's. Ultra Beat.
They haven't all.
Ultra Beat.
Ultra Nate.
Right, let's move on. This is a silly game today.
You two looking like lemons on their tour. Real or no real?
No real.
Real.
That one's real.
Yes!
Oh, there must be video of this somewhere. Someone must
I don't
have
think
it.
There is.
Do you know what? This game has been the only disappointing part of my day.
I know.
Put a downer on it. I've not enjoyed it.
Oh, thanks a lot.
It was part of their Pop Mart tour in 1997 when they performed in front of a giant lemon, which was supposed to symbolise wealth. Ever. And at the end of that round of Real or No Real,
I got 10, Greg got 30.
Yeah,
yes.
You had a shocker there, mate. Those are the best bits of Thursday's show. Listen tomorrow from 1 p.m. on Radio 1 or get the podcast. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.